Peregrine was not surprised to find her aunt's wardrobe included a variety of outfits suitable for covert nighttime excursions. They were not only darkly coloured, they were also cut for ease of movement, enabling the wearer to run, jump, or engage in any number of athletic pursuits without so much as straining a seam. Needless to say, they all came equipped with numerous pockets and were stylish enough to pass unremarked in all but the most formal of situations. She selected fitted pants, a black turtleneck, and an almost space-age jacket with a hood large enough to shadow her face if necessary. The shoe cupboard yielded the perfect pair of black plimsolls, exactly the sort of thing for scaling walls and walking on roofs, Peregrine thought ruefully, and she was ready to go. Cruising slowly past Blair's Emporium in the Austin Healey, Peregrine was on high alert for any sign of police or security guards, but everything seemed still. No uniformed officers on the street, no moving shadows within. She drove a few blocks further uptown, parked the convertible in a quiet side street, and made her way back to the store on foot. Although it was close to 11 p.m, there were still a few people out on the city streets, and from somewhere Peregrine could hear a jazz quartet playing, experimenting with time signatures as they rolled the music from piano to saxophone to bass to drums, before all diving into the finale. Realization hit her as she listened to the music, and she glanced down at her outfit. Perfect. She'd inadvertently come disguised as a beatnik. The facade of Blair's Emporium was ablaze with lights, but Peregrine had no intention of breaking in through the main door. Instead, she loitered in front of the windows, waiting until there was no passing traffic, before slipping down a narrow lane along the side of the building and around the trade entrance. The lane was dark, lit only by a single light suspended over the back door to Blair's. Peregrine pulled a bobby pin from her hair and began to twist it, keeping to the deeper pockets of night as she covered the final few feet. She was reaching for the lock when suddenly the handle turned and the door began to open. Peregrine leapt back, then darted behind an assortment of rubbish bins and old wooden crates where she crouched, waiting to see who would come out. Cautiously, she raised her head until her eyes were just above the level of the pile of crates. A security guard was standing in front of the doorway, soft light spilling from the store's interior. He looked up and down the lane, inhaled deeply, then fumbled in his shirt pocket, pulled out a packet of cigarettes and lit up. Peregrine eyed the tantalisingly open door, then lowered her head and eased herself backwards. There wasn't enough light to see anything much here, so carefully she ran her hands over the ground in slowly widening sweeps. On the third pass with her left hand, her questing fingers brushed against something and she stopped, reversed the movement and prodded the object. Cold and smooth. A bottle. Perfect. She hefted it in one hand, then inched it to the edge of her hiding place. The guard was still there, rocking backwards and forwards on the balls of his feet as he smoked, staring up at the night sky. Peregrine waited until he shifted his weight, turning ever so slightly away from her. Then she lobbed the bottle into the air, watching as it arced over the guard's head to crash down in the darkness somewhere on the other side of the door. "Who's there?" the guard called, flicking his cigarette to the ground. "Who's there?" He fumbled at his belt for a moment, then a powerful torch beam lit up the brick wall on the opposite side of the lane. Peregrine ducked back out of sight, keeping one eye on the guard. He shone his torch in the direction the noise had come from, then stepped away from the door, turned his back to Peregrine's hiding spot and slowly began to walk, moving his torch left and right as he probed every dark nook and shadowy angle. Peregrine counted to three, then stood and raced for the entrance, her rubber soles barely a whisper on the cobblestones. She sprang through the open door and kept going, just in case the guard decided to return, and only slowed when she'd put a few corners and a good length of passageway between them. Everything looked different at night. In the glow of the dim, sulphurous security lights, it took Peregrine a moment to get her bearings, but then she made her way directly to the stairs and down to the basement storage area. The crowd of mannequins was even creepier in the half-dark, but Peregrine ignored them, drawn across the room by a soft whirring sound emanating from behind the closed door marked Alterations.